Few things could make a teenager squirm more than a parent. Probably vice versa, too. Parents can wear funny clothes and tell old, unfunny jokes. But Dale Price may have earned a gold plaque in the Goofy Dads Hall of Fame. When school bus routes were changed in American Fork, Utah this year, 16-year-old Rain Price realized the bus would go past his house every morning. And for 170 consecutive school mornings, his father, Dale, stood outside, waving goodbye in a different goofy costume. Of course, Dad blogged about it, too, photos included. Dale Price joins us from the studios of member station KCPW in Salt Lake City. Thanks for being with us.
No, thanks for having me.
And what kind of costumes?
Anything you can think of. Painters, construction workers, prairie women, Batwoman, Wonder Woman. I had a lot of women in there. Sitting on a toilet.
We'll review the possible psychology behind this later.
But with that many days, you got to be kind of creative and just kind of make things out of nothing.
I mean, did he hide on the floor of the school bus?
No. The very first day, in fact, my wife and I went out together. There was no costumes. We just both went out there. And I remember him kind of looking out the window, kind of hiding his eyes and thinking, you know, those aren't my parents. I don't know who they are.
Those aren't my parents inside my house.
No idea who that is. And then when he came home from school, he told my wife, he said, "Mom, please don't let Dad go out there again." And I heard that. And then it was a big surprise.
How long did it take to go from embarrassing to endearing?
About half of the school year, really. Cool. It wasn't the bad embarrassment where you don't want to face anybody. It was the good embarrassment where you're singled out for an award, you know, coming to the front of the class, that kind of thing. And he would still come home. We'd talk about it after school. And I'd always ask him, you know, "What'd you think of this one?" And, you know, sometimes it was, "Oh, that one was pretty neat. You know, I like that one." And then other days, "What about this one?" And he'd say, No, Dad.
And what would you like your son to take away from this once his blushing has receded?
I would like him to remember the experience. I know he's getting older. He's turning into his own young man. And really, as a father, I'm quickly heading for the sidelines in his life just to kind of become a spectator. And everything when you're a teenager is so stressed out and you're so worried about things. Hopefully these memories will last with him and he'll have some humor. You know, and just remember not to take things too seriously and enjoy life for what it is.
Okay, you convinced me.
You're going to go do it now.
I'm going to go do it for our daughters now. Well, Dale Price of American Fork, Utah. And by the way, what's your most embarrassing father moment? You can visit NPR.org to tell us your story, and we're going to share some of them next week. Thanks so much, Mr. Price.
Oh, that was fun. Thank you.
This is NPR News.